Okay, after a long hiatus, we are back. Today is Daf Lamed Ches. Am I right about that? No, it's not Lamed Ches. Today's Lamed Tes. Okay, as Mukti pointed out, we will restart from the Mishnah again on Lamed Ches Lamed Beis. So the Mishnah says like this. This Mishnah talks about two things. Number one, Ein Nosnin Beita B'tzad HaMeicham B'shvil Shetes Galgal. You're not allowed to put an egg next to a mecha, next to a source of water, a source of heat, so that it should cook. Why is it called galgal? Because everybody knows, Rabbeinu Parakhia already says this, a Rishon, that if you want to know if an egg is cooked, you spin it. With galgal, you spin it. So you're not allowed to do that. That's why it's called a funny thing, that it should be spun. It means to be cooked. You know, why can't you do that? Because it's getting cooked. We'll get to why. V'lo yifge'ena Bisudarin, and you can't cook it in a sheet, meaning you can't take a sheet, put it out in the sun when it's 100 degrees, let it get really hot, and then pour the egg on that, and it'll cook up. You can't do that. Rabbi Yossi Mater, Rabbi Yossi says you can do that. Now, a new, completely unrelated halacha now. V'lo yitminena b'chol, you can't put an egg in sand, uba'avak grachim, or in dirt, or in, you know, dirt, b'shvil shetitel, that it should cook. Maisa she'atzu anche Tveria. There was a store with the anche Tveria. She'iviu silon shel tonin. They brought a jug of cold water. L'toch ama shel chamin. And they put it in a pipe of hot water. To heat up the water. Right? Why couldn't they just take the water out of the... Why couldn't they just take it home? Why do they have to take a cold water and put it in there?
That's the heat source. I
understand.
So,
but it's already hot, so take that water.
Because when you take it out, you just do shading.
No, what I'm saying is they want hot water, right? So you take a jug of cold water, put it in the pipe so that it should heat up.
Not drinking that.
Why not?
You've been in it, right?
Amrulo hem chachamim.
Sulfur and stuff.
Okay. Okay, fine. So the chacham told him, in b'shabbos, if it's Shabbos, it's like you heated up water on Shabbos, v'asur in berechitza u'b'shtia. And it's asur in rechitza and shtia. Now to wash with it, now to drink it. In b'yantif, if it's on yantif, when you're allowed to cook water, so in b'yantif, if it's yantif, gichamen shochum b'yantif. It's like water heated up on yantif. And v'asur in berechitza, it's asur in rechitza, u'mutar in b'shtia, but it's mutter to cook. But it's mutter to drink, right? You're allowed to cook on yantif for food. Why can't you cook on yantif for bathing? That's the next few days. Ibailahu. Galgal mai. What's the story if you did cook an egg? If you did cook the egg like that, in the either next to a mecham or in a sheet that was heated in the sun. So Amar Rav Yosef, Gilgal chayev chatas. You chayev chatas for that. It's pure cooking. Amar Mar Barei Dravina, af anon nami tanina. We also learned the same story. Kol sheba b'chamin milifnei Shabbos. Anything that is cooked, anything that is already cooked from before Shabbos, right? Look at Rashi says, kol maluach, any salted item, means anything cooked. Sheba b'chamin me'erev Shabbos. It's already cooked on Shabbos. Shabbos. Chozrin v'shorin oso b'chamin b'Shabbos. You're allowed to pour hot water on it on Shabbos. The ain bomishum tikkin, you're not doing anything. Shari niska is it's already cooked. It's not an issue. So again, back in the Gemara, top one. Kol sheba b'chamin. Shorin also b'cham b'shabbos. So you can pour hot water on that on Shabbos. Because it's not, you're not re-cooking, it's already cooked. V'chol shaloba b'chamin l'fnei Shabbos. But if it's not cooked before Shabbos, so madichin also b'chamin b'shabbos, you can rinse it off with hot water on Shabbos. Because that doesn't really do anything. Chutz, except min amalim v'kulyas ha'asvanin, except for these types of fish. Rashi says dag shekorin tunina. The dag that's called, I would say tuna, right? And the point of that is in the back it says it's herring. And the point of that is in the Masechta says herring. And the point is shad dechasan zui gemar malachtan. That just pouring it off. That is enough. In other words, it doesn't need to cook so much in hot water to make it go. Even a little bit of hot water is going to be enough. That's already a problem. Shmamina. What do you see? What's shmamina? Shmamina what? Shmamina, you see from here that even cooking an egg in a strange way, in an unusual way, if that will cook the egg, then it's a problem. Just like a little bit of hot water on the fish is enough, that's a problem. That's called cooking, and that's why the egg is a problem. Correct. This, by the way, this Gemara is the source, is the problem of making tea. It just hit me now. This is the Gemara, the problem of making tea. Because the question is whether tea is one of these light items called Kali Bishel, things that can be cooked easily, like this little fish. Mati asked a very good question. Like every item that we have to decide, the answer is, so I think the Mishnah Berurah already says, we don't know, we have to be machmir on things because we're not sure what makes the list and what doesn't. We have no idea. The Gemara mentioned these two things, two fish. We're not even sure what these are. So we have to be machmir. So it doesn't really come up any other way because what else do you cook? So the only time that comes up, tea, maybe coffee. Coffee already is different thing than tea. Not official, different thing. That's the shaila of the tea bed originates in this Gemara. Okay? Next one. The next one's lo yifki ena bisudarin. You can't cook it in a sheet that was sitting out in the sun. Bahaditnan, but we have a mission that says nos den tavshel tocha bor. You're allowed to put food in a bor, bishvil shehe shamur, so that it should be protected. The et hamayim hayafim and good water biroim in bad water bishvil sheyitzanenu so that it can cool down, or ves hatzonin or cold water bichama in the sun bishvil sheyichamu so that it can heat up. You see from here that you're allowed to heat up water in the sun. It's like a bottle of water. Leave it out in the heat for 3 hours. It'll get in the sun. It'll get nice and hot.
Does it make a difference
in here
using the
kaling? Exactly what we were going to say. Lema, Rabbi Yossi, he below Rabbanan. Should we say what we just read here, that you're allowed to heat up water, is only Rabbi Yossi who allowed the sheet and not the Rabbanan? Right? So Gemara says, no. Amar of Yochanan, Amar of Nachman, Bechama, the Kuli Alma, lo Pligi, the Shari. When it comes to the Chama, everybody agrees, nobody argues that you're allowed to cook in the sun. Nobody argues. Why does nobody argue? Because, says Rashi, de'ein derech bishul b'chach. That's not the normal way of cooking. V'chama ba'or, and sunlight to fire, lo mischalfa, nobody's going to make a mistake. Deligzar ha atuha. We're going to aser cooking in the sun. You're allowed to cook in the sun? You're allowed to cook in my stove. No one's going to make that mistake, and therefore, it's mutter. No one has a shayla about that. Right? The only shayla is going to be if you use a kli. Okay? Cooking in the sun is not a problem. The Igli Tal asks such a bomb kasha that I think the question is so strong. His question is, you'll see, he gives two answers. What do you think of these answers? His question is so strong. He says, wait a minute. Where on earth do we ever have such a thing that it's not derech to do it like that, so therefore it's mutter? What's that called? A shinui. So why is it mutter? You don't have to do a shinui on Shabbos. All of a sudden it comes mutter. There's such a thing as a shinui. You're right. You did it in an unusual way. 100% is unusual.
It's not even unusual. It's not a way.
Okay. So at first,
it's beyond.
It's so different.
You can write it with your left hand. You can write it with both right there. So
he gives two answers. Here's the question. It's a shinui. So it should be also the Rabbanon. It's also take it down a notch. Why is it mutter? So he gives two answers. His first answer that he gives is, the reason why it's mutter is because, he says, the totah, the result, is different. In other words, if you write with your left hand, so at the end of the day, it's a shinui. I'm not a lefty. But I wrote a whole letter to my neighbor. I wrote a whole thing. It's a whole letter. And it's a at the end of the day, the letter's written. If I carry something with my left hand, or I carry something in an unusual way, I carry from here to there. So at the end of the day, the item's over there. The totzah has been realized. Here, says the Igli Tal, the totzah, the result of cooking with fire, is not the same as the result of cooking in the sun. It's not the same.
You're saying it is.
What? No, not the same result. You can drink it, but it's not the same. But it's not the same quality. Not the same quality. And he quotes a Gemara in Erevin. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We don't need the quality. We don't need, who needs quality when it comes to writing? Well, you're writing a Sefer Torah. Not writing a Sefer Torah. You're writing just time writing. Who needs quality? When it comes to cooking, the quality is there. That's his first answer. That's his first answer. His second. That's his first answer. Okay. His second answer is, which is not in the Igle Tal, but it's in the Avnei Neder, the same person. His second answer is that cooking is unique than every other malacha, because it's the only malacha where you don't do anything. You don't do anything. What do? You just put a pot on a fire and you walk away. You don't do anything. Right? The act itself is so different. Now, the act is not different. So when I write, I do something. Every malacha, I do something. There are some of you that we could question that. Like, what do you do when it comes to, I was thinking yesterday. What do you do by planting? You actually put a seed in the ground. Okay, you put a seed in the ground. The rest of it, you end up, hey, you put a pot on the fire. You have to do something.
Laying a trap.
So they're laying the trap. So this is what the Igle Tal, this is the Avnei Nezer says. You don't do anything. It happens on its own. Therefore what? Therefore, so cooking is a different malacha. Therefore, however, it's just such a thing as Isra of cooking on Shabbos, right? Why? So he ties it back to the Mishkan. Because the reason why it's Usr is because it was done in the Mishkan. And that's how they cook in the Mishkan. Ein hachinam, you don't really do anything. The fire does, but you don't do anything. Since this is not in the Mishkan at all, it's not in the Mishkan at all, therefore it's mutter. Okay? That's the second answer. Avobishal Bahama She'eno Tsuras Hamalacha. It's not a tsura of the malacha at all. It has no connection, no comparison to the malacha at all. V'hulo bishul, it's not cooking. Elarak nasan shamet hatavshel mutter. All you did was put it down on the ground and let the sun beat on it and walked away. That's not a malacha. Okay? You don't like it? Right. The question is so much stronger than the answers. Anyway, Rav Moshe Feinstein had a kasha on this answer, because we're going to leave the kasha for a few minutes. And see what Moshe came up with. Here we go. Back into the Gemara. So he said, if it's cooking in the sun, there's no shayla, it's mutter. Why? Question's better than the answer. But that's the story. That's the story. No one argues on that. It's a beferish. No one disputes that. Right. It's a real malacha. It's a bona fide malacha. It's just unique. It's unique because you don't really do anything. It's a very interesting uniqueness. The question is, like Michael said, is it really that true? That the only malacha you don't do anything? It's debatable also. By the way, this parak is not even about the malacha of Bishol. It's about a gzira derabanan of Shehiya. Right? It's not even about Bishol. Now, this Mishnah talked about Bishol a little bit with the egg. So, bitoldas ha'or, if it's a tolda of an or, kuli amalo pligid asr. Everyone holds this. You take a fire and you heat up, some metal. And then with that heating up the metal, you're going to cook something. That's no shayla about that. There's no shayla about that. Ki pligi, what's the issue? Betolda sa chama. With a kli, a tolda of the chama. Which is what? Which is a sheet that was laid out in the sun. Mar savar gazrinan tolda sa chama, atu tolda sa or. One says we make that gzera. Mar savar lo gazrinan. And Rabbi Yossi tells we don't make the gzera.
Pushing the initial issue one more.
A what? That's what Moshe's going to say. So
the
what?
The sun is only what to begin with. Why would it told them something?
That's a funny thing, right? Because the answer is because the tolda in the sun, you might get confused.
Why do you say this?
So that's what we said. As Rashi said, nobody's going to mix up the real sun with cooking. That no one's going to do that. But the tolda, someone might make a mistake. Oh, I could do tolda sachama. I could do tolda sa'or. And tolda sa'or, you're not allowed to. That people can make a mistake. But to make a mistake between the chama and no one's going to make that mistake. As Rashi said that. No one's going to make that mistake and no one even argues on that. It's a funny thing. Because you find so few things in the Masechta where it's actually mutter. Nothing's ever mutter. This is mutter. Okay, next. V'loyit menana b'chol. Then we said that you can't put something in the ground. You can't cook an egg in the ground. Now, Rabbi Yossi didn't argue on that one. He only argued on the sheet. He didn't argue on that one. So, v'lifluk dami Rabbi Yossi b'ha. So, So I think Rabbi Yossi argued over here with the ground. He agrees you can't put an egg in the ground. So why not? But he holds a tolda of a chama is mutter, Rabbi Yossi. So why does he agree you can't put an egg in the ground? So to machlok is why he agreed. Rabba amagzera matmin yatmin beremet. Because if we allow you to put something in the ground, maybe you'll come to put something in coals. You'll hide it in coals. You'll bury it in coals. And if you bury it in coals, you're going to meddle with coals. You're going to light them, ignite them, extinguish them. You're going to be busy with that. So we don't allow you to put anything. In other words, Mirkara did, Rabbi Yossi would say, I'd agree, it's not a problem. But it's a gzeira because of the remet issue. Rabbi Yossi, a different thing, the nation made his offer bimkomo. Because you're going to be over on muksa. You're going to be touching the earth as you try to cook the egg in it. Again, there's nothing me'ikr wrong with cooking the egg in the tolda of the chama. There's a side problem of muksa. So my benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? Ikir benayu, afar tichuach. If there's soft earth, then there is no muksa. Okay? Now we're going to rush a little because there's so much to talk about in Amud Beis. Let's finish this off today. Meisei. Now a question. Rishir Megamil Omer. Megalgal in beta agabe gag roseach. You're allowed to cook an egg on a boiling hot roof, which Rashi says is sherascho chama, which the sun boiled up, right? The hot roof, you know, those hot roofs in the summer? Okay. The ain megalgal in beta agabe sid roseach. But you're not allowed to cook an egg on lime, what's the lime? Say lime? Lime plaster that's hot. That you can't do. Bishlom Lamanda Amar. So according to Rabba, who said the reason that Rabbi Yossi asered hatmana in sand is gzera shema yatmin beremet leka lemigzar. There's no reason to make the gzera here. Why? Because you're not. There's no hatmana here. You're just lying it on a flat earth on a flat roof. El Lamanda Amar Bnei made his afar mimkomo ligzar. So why don't we make? But according to the one who holds that the issue is mukta. Why isn't the gzera still apply? It's obvious. Because stam gag, let's be offer. Because the roof, there is no earth. It's a roof. So there's no issue, there's no reason why. According to both of them, it would be okay. Now, toshma. Maisi ba anshe teveria. Sh'asu anshe teveria. There's a story here where the anshe teveria came. They viu silon shel tzonein. They took a jug of cold water. L'toch ama shel chamin. Into a canal, a stream of hot, of boiling hot water. Now, and what do we say? That they were not allowed to do that. Now, one second. Bishlom alamanda magzeva shem yabim beremet. If you hold the issue is a hatmana problem, we're going to think that you're allowed to do hatmana. Hainu dudami la hatmana. So sticking a jug in the earth, in the water, is like sticking something in the ground. It's you're burying it, basically. That's a problem. If the issue is muksos, why can't they do this? Ella, Lamanda Amar Mabnation Mages offer him Komo. But if the issue is a muksa issue, so Mayakal Nema. So why can't they put the jug into the Machamitaria? What's the problem? No muksa in water. What kind of issue is that? Right? There's no earth in a mile from here. Why can't they do it? So the Gemara answers, wait a minute. Me Savris Maisit Tiveria Seifakai. You think that the Maisit Tiveria issue was going on the Seifa? Was going on the sand? No. Aresha koi. It was going on the first part, on the sun part, which was lo yifke'ena bisudarin. You're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to cook an egg on a sheet that was heated in the sun. Rabbi Yossi matir. And Rabbi Yossi said it's not a problem. Why? Again, because Rabbi Yossi was not gozer toldos hachama. Right? The hachi ka'amal l'rabbanan l'Rabbi Yossi. So the rabbanan said to Yossi, what do you mean you're not gozer that? Ha Maisa Tveria, Anshe Tveria, the Toldos Chama Hu, which is a Toldos Chama for Atzru Le Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon said it's no good. What's the matter with you, Rabbi Yossi? Amalahu, no, says Rabbi Yossi. That's a Tata Toldos Chama. Who Toldos Ha'ar Hu? It's Toldos Ha'ar. Why is it Toldos Ha'ar? The Chalfi Apitzcha de Gehenim, because it passes by the entrance to Gehenim. And says the Ramban, you see from here, you want to know just a scary Muslim thing that Gehenim is a physical place. Okay, in case you're thinking it's only spiritual, it's physical too, right? Because you see, it heats up the Chametz Veria. Where they get hot from? They got hot from Gehenim. Okay. Says Rav Moshe, wait a minute. What do you see from here? You see from here that Toldos Hachama, which really is no different than Chama. Me'ikar Adin, everybody would agree that Chama is, why is Chama Mutter? Because it's not Derech Bishol. That's what Rashi said. No one disputes that. What about Toldos Hachama?
Not Derech Bishol,
it's
a natural heat source.
No, the ain't Derech Bishol, Bakar. It's not normal. 1 minute. Why? It's just abnormal. It's abnormal. Now, the English House question's very strong. So what if it's abnormal? It's a shinui. We had a hard time answering that question, but we gave two answers, right? We said it's not like the Mishkan, or it's because it's such a, because it's not, the only malacha that doesn't require any action, or we said because the result is so different, right? I mean, every other, even if you do it with a shinui, the result, so if I turn the light with my elbow, the light got on, what's the difference? When it comes to this, the result is different. That's his first answer. Very hard answer. But, says, and what are told us, Hachama? So, Lechora, it's also not Derech Bishol. Just what? There's a Gzeira, because you're going to mix it up. Right? But in theory, it's not Derech Bishol. Says Rav Moshe, but the Chama Tiferi was Derech Bishol. That's what they practiced. That's how they practiced it. Right? Every morning, they went to the Chama Tiferi and heated up the water like that. That was Derech Bishol. Now, the machlok is, what's the story with the Chama Tiferi? Is it with the Chama Tiferi? Is it Derech Chama? Is it a tolda of the Chama or a tolda of the Or? So it's a machlokes. Right? This is a machlokes in Mitzvah. Like, what's the story with the Chama Tiferi? Right? But says Rav Moshe, but it's normal. So Rav Moshe has a whole kasha on the whole thing. Right? How's Rav Moshe going to learn? He has a whole tshuva here. The reason I brought it down is because in that tshuva he talks about microwave ovens. Now, this tshuva was written in 1971. A microwave oven, 1971. It's written in Tav Shin Lamed Aleph, which is 19...
Big.
What? They were very big. So that's what Rav Moshe writes. He writes like this. The Im came. He has a whole, he brings down the Abinazer and the whole Kasha, how it's by Shinui, the whole story. And then he says, the Im came. The microwave oven. Listen what he writes. So he's such a practical person. He says, Shetov Labashalbo Kimoba Esh. It's just as good as fire. Mamish. The Elu Shiyeshal Hem Tanar Bazet. If you have such a thing, Mishtam Shimbo Yosemi Bishal De'esh. You'll use it more than your oven. If you have such a thing. Mashalon is Bashtu Tanurim Elu, and the reason why nobody has them, Adayin yet, is Mishum Shalom Matsu Adayin Harbe Tanurim, because they're not so popular yet. They're not so out there. Ukishayu Mitsuyin, but when they become very popular, Vada Yishtamchu Behem Kuliyama, the whole world's going to use them. As soon as they become popular, Rav Moshe writes it, it's 1971. The whole Yosatov, because they're much better. They're much better, says Rav Moshe. They're much better, right? It's amazing, he wrote that. What?
Best in microwave.
Right, the right, and then when it goes off, he's Rav Moshe was a Navi, right? He's a Makubal. This is what he writes: the Vada Yesh Lev Melech Mibishul Daor the Haya B'Mishkan. Says Rav Moshe, even though a microwave oven does not use a heat source, it uses a heat source, but it's not a normal thing. It's abnormal. Right. Says Rav Moshe, it makes no difference. Makes no difference. What's the difference? Right. B'chashivus, tolda, it's a tolda, David. Shehu, l'chol hadinim ka'av, like every din of an av, the bishul al yadei ha'or, le'isser u'lechiv skila v'chatas. Isser. Lo rak, l'rashi, l'afel kriyat sefer, d'aplik, even if you argue on all this,
maybe the same thing as Amitvari.
What? Exactly what Moshe's point. It's exactly his point.
Maybe Amitvari is different because it was only done for Babel.
But you see, it's not true. They took the water to drink.
That's how they make coffee.
Exactly. It wasn't true that it's for bathing. Now, today, I don't think anyone drinks that, but like it's salt, like Monty said, it's sulfur and it's all these things in there. Maybe it's not so drinkable, but...
But they were warming up other water.
Correct. They were warming up other water. I don't know what Rashi's talking about.
They were warming up the water for bathing.
What?
They were warming it up for bathing.
Interesting.
So maybe since it's only for bathing and it wasn't for eating...
I don't know if Moshe assumed that. So it's only for eating. It's only for bathing.
That's what it says here.
The question I didn't go through the whole tshuva because it's very long. But the question is like, how do you explain Rashi now? That's ain't Derech Bishol. So I think it is still.
Well, it makes sense that it's not the way.
But for the Chama Tiferi it was. Right.
Yeah, I think again on case by case.
Correct. So that's all. That's all technical things. Those are all technical problems. How do you open the door? The lights will go on. All these technical problems. The question is the idea of a microwave. The idea, Rav Moshe found a thing where it's a heat source, not with a fire. Exactly. The only other thing we could come up with was the sun.
Right.
The only other one we know of is the sun. Now we found that in 1971, there's another one. It's called a microwave. Maybe in the next few years, we'll come up with another thing.
An electric oven. An electric oven is so that's, also not fire.
What?
Yes, there is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But
that's a whole shiloh about electricity. That's a whole shiloh about electricity.
But you can see the oven.
That's a separate shiloh.
No, I mean, if you keep the electric oven on from before Shabbos, you leave it electric. So it's not a flame.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We'll get to electricity is a big shiloh. It's a big topic.
Okay,
it's a big topic. At the end of the day, it's awesome. But it's a big topic.
Yeah,
right. Okay, next. Here we go. Amar of Chitzta. Mimaisa she'asu anshe Tveria va'asu luhu Rabbanon. From the fact that the Rabbanon asur d'chame Tveria, butla means asur, butla hatmana b'davar hamosif hevel. It's hatmana was asur in something that is mosif hevel, v'afilu mibod yom, even mibod yom. Okay? From the fact that you're not allowed to take a jug and put it in the chame Tveria, you see from here that something that's mosif hevel is asur even on Erev Shabbos. So even on Erev Shabbos, you can't do hatmana on something that's mosif hevel. That's Tosfos right here. V'im tomar. Matzarach lemelech mimantei anshe Tveria. Why do I need Rav Chisda to tell me that from the anshe Tveria you see you can't do this? It's a mefarshim mishnah. We're going to learn later. The ain tomdim v'davar mosif hevel. The perek v'meh tomdim. So the answer is umibod yom ayri. The mishesh chashecha afilu b'davar she'ain a mosif hevel aser k'dabi d'beperek beis. We know this already. This is old news. If it's not mosif hevel, you can't even do hatmana when Shabbos begins. So this is old news. The Mishnah, we're going to get to it later. What's the kind of... From the Anshe Tveria. So, V'amari, the Masnisan de Lekamon, Ikulu Ukmi Ben Ashmashos, that was only Ben Ashmashos, Avami Bod Yom, Hava Mina de Sharon. But from the earlier in the day, I would have thought it's Musar. I would have thought it's Mutter. Okay? Tosis gives another answer. Maybe you'd have thought B'dievet, it's Mutter in the end of the day. Okay. Then the Rosh Yosef asks, why is Chame Tveria something that's Mosif Hevel? Right? Why is it Mosif Hevel? Right? In other words, why is it Mosif Hevel? Why does it make it hotter? It's the same water source. Not hotter. The Mosif Hevel, it's status quo.
What about the cold water?
Are they talking about the cold water?
No, they're talking about the Chame Tveria itself is Mosif Hevel. It makes it hotter. Doesn't make it hotter. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, since it never cools off, that's the definition of making it hotter. Never cools off is Chame Tveria. It's hot forever. Never cools off. So that's considered Mosif Hevel. It says it there in footnote B's, in the bottom of footnote B's. The first answer, he just says, Tzarech Lomar, Shechame Tveria Nechshavim Ki Musafim Hevel. B'tivam, in nature. But that's the way it's created like that. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, well, maybe because it never cools down, it has the status of something that's Mosif Hevel. Okay, next. Amr Ula, Halacha ka Anshe Tveria. No, the Halacha is like the Anshe Tveria. You're allowed to do that. Hamalei Rav Nachman, Kvar Tavrinu Anshe Tveria Lissel Lina. We already broke all their jugs. No, we don't hold like that. Not allowed to do that. Okay. Maisa Sha'asu Anshe Tveria. So we said the Anshe Tveria came, and then we told them if it's for washing, if it's on Shabbos, you can't wash, you can't drink. So, my rechitza, what do you mean washing? Ilema rechitzas kol gufo. If we're talking about the whole body, elachamen shehukmu b'shabbos hu dasurin hachamen shehukmu erev Shabbos mutarin. What? And if it was heated up before Shabbos, I can take a bath on Shabbos. I'm allowed to do that. Ha d'tanya, but we learned chamen shehukmu b'erev Shabbos l'macha rocha zupon of yodav v'raglav avolo kol gufo. But you can't wash your whole body, right? Ella, you're right. Pon of yodav v'raglav. We're talking about only your hands, face, and feet. You're right. You can't even wash your hands with this water. Ella, aim a seifa. Now, wait a minute. The seifa said that b'yantif, if he did it on yantif, b'chamin, shoch mu b'yantif, asurim b'rechitza, so you can't wash, v'mutarin b'shtia. But drinking, you're allowed to do. Right? Because you're allowed to cook on yantif. Lema t'nan stamaki b'shamay. Should we say that this is like b'shamay? T'nan, b'shamay omrim, b'shamay says, lo yichim adam chamin l'raglav, you're not allowed to cook up hot water on Shabbos, even to wash your feet. Ella im kain ru'uyin l'shtia. Unless it's roy to drink. Right? Ubetil matirin. That's what he's telling me. But the Stam Mishnah here, goes like Bishanai. Who says he can't heat up water? Right? Like Tosva said, who can tell us Ella im kain, Niraluri, the dafka shemechameim osam l'tzarech shtia. Where you boiled it up to drink. But if you want to take a, I'm cooking it up to take a bath. Bishamai says you're not allowed to. Why? Because he rejects the principle of mitoch. Since I'm cooking it up to drink, I can cook it up even not to drink. You're not allowed to light a fire to get warm. Even though you can use that fire to bake. Right? In other words, for him, the only time you're allowed to do any malachas on Yantif is only for cooking. Only for food. Right? You can't carry a master to shul, to daven. Yeah, but I can carry for food, because he doesn't hold for me toe. So, what's going on here? I can't cook up the water to wash my feet? It's Beshamai's opinion. Is that possible? We hold like Beshamai. Right? Amar Rav Ika Bar Chanina. One second. Beit Hillel Matirin. Beit Hillel says it's mutter, right? Now, this gets into the whole shaila of why you can't. So for some reason, which the Masifta just says it here without explaining why. He says over here, listen to this: Sherechitas kol haguf eino shavu l'chol nefesh. Rechitas kol haguf is something that drinking water, everybody enjoys that, but taking a shower is not shavu l'chol nefesh. She'ein nanin ba'ela ha'me'unagim. Only the delicate ones care about that. Va'avar l'tzarech davar she'ein ha'shav l'chol nefesh, asa midaraisa. And to be a havara, a malacha, for something that's not shav l'chol nefesh, that's asa midaraisa. What's the source for that? What's the makar for that? U'bazeh shonem me'achemath ha'mayim l'tzarech hazeah. So why can I cook up water to drink? Because I'm hot, I'm sweaty. That everybody wants to drink. We're going to get to an issue of the tomorrow later in the week that the bath attendants were dishonest. Okay. So the Gemara answers Amar of Ikabar Chanina leshtatif b'hem kol gufa atskinan. No, we're talking about having the water fall on you like a shower. The Gemara makes the chilek between a shower and a bath. Shower and a bath is different, right? So the difference between water heated up before Shabbos and water heated up on Shabbos, if it's heated up on before Shabbos, right? And we said that's mutter, that's to take a shower. And what can't you do? You can't take a bath. Okay? The high tana hu detanya. Lo yishtatif adam kol gufo. You can't take a shower. Bein b'chamin, bein b'tzonein, divrei Rav Meir. Rav Shimon Matir. Rav Shimon says it's okay. Rav Yehuda Omer Becham and Usher Bitzonin Mutter. With hot water it's Usher, with cold water it's Mutter. He asks over here a kasha from Rav Akiva Eger, which I don't know if we ever did this kasha when we did the taking the shower shear. He asks, why isn't Beis Hillel Matir to heat up water for your whole body under the concept of Ribuy Bishiyurim? Right? Which means, I have a family of seven. I have me, my wife, and we have five kids. So I'm going to cook for 20 people on Yom Kippur. Why? Yeah, guest baby will come. Who knows? You never know. People show up. But that's mutter. Mutter. Once I'm cooking already, I can cook as much as I want. So why can't I do the same thing for the shower? And cook up hot water to drink. I'll make it more. That's a good kasha. So he says that even though that's a kasha like that, that the Mishnah Brewer says, even water heated up for any good reason, he still can't use it for kol gufo on Yontif. Okay, next. Amar of Chista. Machlokes b'kli. The machlokes is only in a kli. Aval, like a kli. Aval b'karka, but on karka, divri hakol mutter. Everyone agrees it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's the general practice is that water in the karka is usually a day or two old. So since it's a day or two old, there's no problem of heating it on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Yeah, but in Ma'aseh Tiveria, that was in the karka, and they said it's usher. So he says, you're right, switch it around. Eli and Mahachi Itmar. Machlokes bekarka. The machlokes is in the karka. Avo bekli, but in a kli, the vehicle usher. Everyone holds it's usher. Amr Abar Bachana, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, who said what? That it's mutter to take a shower in cold water on Shabbos. Right? And it's mutter to do that. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. All right, so the Mishnah Berurah says, there are other reasons why you shouldn't do this. You're going to run into seat the problems of drying yourself off. And Rav Moshe says, the Minhag and Klal Yisrael is not to do this. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it. He says not to do this. Says if you're a sick person, you're makom tzar, you ask a shayla what to do. Amalei Rav Yosef.
The Gemara wasn't worried about the skit issue. How come it's not an issue?
Because the Gemara is only discussing one issue. The Gemara is focused on the issue of cooking. So it's cold water. It's cold water. There's no heating. So it's cold water. Taking a shower. What's the isser? There's no cooking. Now there are other problems with it. Other problems.
He said mutter.
Mutter. It's mutter to do it. It's so. Is it us? It's not us. Should you do it? No, you should not do it. Why? There are other tangential reasons why you're going to run into big problems, including. It's a daraisis. So stay away from it. If you're a sick person, all right, so then we'll deal with the shayla if you're a sick person. If you're makom tzar, I will deal with it. Amalei Rabbi Yosef. Befirush shmili o mechol shmilach. Did you hear him say that straight out, or was it implied? My klala, what would be the implication? The amar rav tancham, amar rav yochan, amar rav yanai, kol makom shatamotzi shnayim chalukin ve'echad machriya. Anytime you have two people argue, and one person takes the middle shita, halacha kedivri hamachriya. The halacha is like the middle shita. Chut, so this is the middle shita, because one said it's mutter completely, one said it's asa completely, and he made a compromise between Shabbos and Yontif. So he's the middle shita. Chutz, except mikuli matlonios, that we had that case back on Daf Chavtes, that the what was that machlokas about? Those pieces of cloth, whether they're 3x3, whether they become tame or not, and the whole very difficult gemara there. Shafal pisher belazer machmir from Yeshua Mekel. Even though Rabbi Elazar was Machmir, Rabbi Yeshua was Mekel, Rabbi Akiva Machmiya, and Rabbi Akiva was Machmiya, ain't Halacha kedivri Rabbi Akiva. Halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. Why not? Two reasons. Chada, Rabbi Akiva Talmud. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud. So how can we hold up the Talmud over the Rebbe? That can't be. But Chada, Rabbi Akiva, Lagabed, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva took it back anyway, and he grew with Rabbi Yeshua. V'i mechlal amai, and if it's implied, so what's the big deal if it's implied? The answer is, Dilma hani mili b'masnithin. Maybe that rule, that we hold the machuya is only by a Mishnah. The Avol b'Braisa, but not by a Braisa. Amalei, anah b'firush Shmuel. And I heard him say it straight out. So the whole question is not a question. I heard him say it straight out. That we pass on the Rav Yehuda, and that's the story. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow on the fourth line over here on Mem Amud Aleph.